This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you sexy people, and welcome to Good Team on Paper, where we utilise the values and scoring systems of Fantasy Premier League, but we haven't even bothered to ask them if that's okay. The jokes, impressions and advice are all bad, so should in no way be taken seriously. If you're fond of Johnny Evans or Jordan Henderson, you may find all of our content offensive. If you are offended by anything in the programme, please feel free to email us at itakelifetooseriously@fubarradio.com. Details of the Good Team on Paper team are available online somewhere, and remember, in football, it's not about the winning. It's about the shitty haircuts and excessive tattoos.
Undoubtedly, the greatest team the nation has ever seen.
From a yard out, he couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo.
That was as clear as day. The goalkeeper hoping to get on the end of it. And a goal!
He watched the ball all the way onto his forehead.
Who should know by now to try and keep his mouth shut if he's not happy with the referee.
What a story they are!
Because it's that man's goal that separates the two sides.
You have my permission to scream.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to Good Team on Paper, the show all about fantasy football. We're live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Mike. I am the producer of this show, and I have no idea what I'm talking about. But I'm in a studio with three lovely experts, Rob, Deck, and Bando. Hello!
Give us a minute. I'm just watching Match of the Day.
I'll be with you in 45 to 60 minutes.
All right. So we've lost Rob to Gary Lineker. And
do you pronounce that Idris Gay, or is that...
Sorry, carry on. Professionalism to the end.
This week's show. Well, Matt earlier said that he has no stats for us. And considering he is the chief stats man, this is a bit worrying.
I've pulled some out of the back pocket, out of the bottom drawer at the last minute.
Fabulous. Did you guys see the rugby at the weekend?
I saw that Italy-England game when they refused to engage in a ruck. Don't do a nervous laugh as if I'm going to do a 10-minute section on it.
Oh, I was in the
you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Excuse.
Can we please
like clarify that?
Top bands.
Can we please call it rugby union? There are two kinds of rugby. If you call it rugby, you insult me and
real rugby
that
and
I
rugby
care.
In the north. Is that what it is?
How dare you, sir? Oh.
And
how
Leeds.
Very
are you
dare
a Leeds
you?
Rhinos fan?
Of course, I'm a Leeds Rhinos fan.
Name 15 of their players.
Do you really want me to do that?
Yeah, we've got nothing else.
Past or present?
Present, currently playing.
Okay.
Whose first names begin with R.
Okay, you got Rob Burrow.
Oh, no, he's going to do it.
Ryan Hall.
Ah! What are the chances?
I think we're running out of R's, though. But, yeah, Ashton Goulding making a good fist of it at fullback. He looked too lightweight. He looked like Danny Cadamartri. But he's actually turning into quite the little fullback, though we are still poor.
And we brought it back to football. Brilliant. Yeah.
Great, there we are.
That's what I do, guys. I make it about Leeds and generally about football.
When are we doing that spin-off rugby league show?
Well, when there's demand, because we've got to wait for internet to get to Halifax.
It's a dwindling audience, the rugby league audience.
It's an hour-long show where you list rugby league players according to the first letter of their first name. It's going to be phenomenal.
And I sit there just giving me some playful giggling.
You'll be basically doing my job, won't you? I have no idea what's going on.
Just 57 minutes left to film, guys.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I have got some stats, so we can go into it.
Favourite Monopoly shape?
Yeah? Great question. Answer is the ship, mate.
Oh, absolutely. That's controversial.
Haven't they dropped like the iron or something to make it like a hashtag or some bollocks like that, haven't they? Like,
really? That is bullshit!
They've actually got, like, it's now a Twitter logo, a hashtag.
Oh, God.
And a aubergine emoji.
Thing is, though, if you'd lost the iron, the good thing was you could just use your actual iron. Yeah, so
are you lying to us about growing up in the north again?
We couldn't afford a proper Monopoly set.
Look, for Christmas I got the Argos catalogue. I saw an iron in there. I dreamed that one day I would own it. And then I got one and I found out what it does. I never use it.
No.
The irony.
So there were some games.
Can I talk about something last week where we had some high quality content?
No, you can talk about that a bit later on. Let's get the dream team done and then you can talk about it.
Ooh, Mike's being strict.
All right. But I'll do it in a very sarcastic accent.
50 Shades of Mike.
Go ahead and play the card with the dream team.
Stick it up your butt. The dream team.
As there were some games this weekend, which makes a change. So apart from Man United playing Southampton.
In what? In what?
Was it the final?
Of what?
It was.
The League Cup.
Yeah. Oh,
that
my God!
Yeah, that too. No, it's the EFL Cup, so that's wrong.
What league? I wanted to know. But that was my question.
Yeah. That is a bit, why is it called the EFL like Cup when Premier League teams are contesting it?
Great
just
question.
Saying, just saying.
What league is it still?
FA, tweet us back.
It's basically you have to be in the league in order to play in that cup, whereas in the FA Cup, every organised team that is a member of the FA takes part in that. That's why it starts way back in, like, it starts like a year before it finishes, doesn't it, basically?
Yeah, it's tiresome.
I was in a pub on Sunday and I was chatting to some friends and I managed to talk about fantasy football. And about Manchester
United. That's three lies. You weren't in a pub. You haven't got any friends. What did you talk? What did you say?
What did you say?
I was saying I was going to come on to this later, but I messed up my team massively this week by basically using the free transfer.
The wild card.
That's the one.
Yeah, good. Well done.
I had an amazing team, which included lots of people who scored loads of points this week, and I probably would have got millions, and I didn't press save.
That became like a sort of Donald Trump speech there. That was lovely.
You didn't press save.
I got loads of them. They were doing brilliantly, and I would have won millions.
So you didn't press save?
No.
Maybe that could be like in our tips section at the back. Remember to save your words.
Press save.
I mean, choose good players.
I've certainly done it this series. Have you done it? Ali's done it. Have you done it?
Yeah. No, I never have because...
Because you're organised.
Yes.
Because you have your little checklist. Hit save. Click.
Yeah.
Check that you've hit save. Check.
Open celebratory
can of cider. Give yourself a starburst as a reward.
Oh, that's a starburst.
It's a yellow one. I don't like the yellow ones. That's your life.
Best two out of three I used to go with
those colours.
I don't
know why I'm so angry already.
You are quite angry.
I'm writing things down that annoy me. I think that's what it is.
Can I cheer you up with the Dream Team points?
Yeah!
You always love that, don't you? Like, and you definitely don't switch off and start scribbling and eating dried nuts and sultanas during the... So, the Dream Team... Are you going to do my Dream Team thing? No, not that.
The Sting. Where's the Sting?
We just played the Sting.
No, the Sting was at the Olympics, the Oscars.
Right, so...
That's the Olympics for actors.
You've done so badly that we've lost the music. Yeah. Right, so the total Dream Team points this week, if you've had all the players without any chips played during the week, was 134 points. A little bit down for the last 2 weeks we've seen, but a little bit up on week 22, as we all remember. The top scorer was Kane with 20 points. I'll come on to this. I think he's ruining the entire thing because a lot of people have him as captain. So obviously remember that when I'm talking about 137.
I would have had him as captain as well.
But you didn't press save, so you didn't. Right. I could have picked all of this team if I had thought about it and then press save, but I didn't.
Yeah, okay, fine.
So from the back, we've got Hennessy in goal. We've got Van Aanholt, Coleman and McCauley at the back. That's a classic back three, that, isn't it?
Strong.
Oh, superb.
Like I had Van Aanholt, though.
Like the old days. Yeah, he's a good pick. Then in the old midfield, we've got Fabregas, Pedro, Eriksen, Huddleston. 2014 Tom Huddleston there, making it and then Idris Gueye.
Gueye.
I believe that's how he pronounces it.
It's like that cheese.
That's it.
I'm back in the room, guys. Yeah. I'm back in the room.
Everton cheese. Yeah. And up front, we've got Kane and Vardy. So it's interesting to it. It's kind of got a classic look, hasn't it? You know, if you were going for players, like if you hadn't changed your team from last year, probably taking out Pedro, then you would pretty much be looking at those players.
Shameless Coleman's been in a lot, hasn't he?
He's been phenomenal.
He's a really good
pick. I've still got Baines, haven't taken him out, haven't swapped him for Coleman. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I had Baines in my other team, in the one I play in a different league in the Telegraph, which we don't like to talk about. And I've had thinking that Baines surely will be in the same position, because he'll be taking all set players. And no, it's one of those ones where you always think, oh no, the run will end. You know, this is a bandwagon. I shouldn't go on. No, I'll just be. As soon as I pick him, he'll go out. And he hasn't.
Yeah. He absolutely hasn't.
Be like Kane as well.
But if Sonny Jim that went over to Man City is worth 50 million, how much is Shameless worth?
It's Sonny Jim. Is that.
I can't remember his
John
name.
John Stones,
yeah. Right. If he's worth 50 million.
Or Sonny Jim to his parents.
Yeah. And Shameless. Shameless Gorman. Because I'm assuming he's a traveller. Is he not? No? Yeah, let's assume he is.
Yeah, let's assume he is.
Where do you live? Where do you live, Seamus? This week in a lay-by on the A42.
Give me dags. It's just me and me dags.
It's an unlikely post-match of the day interview.
Mild racism.
I tell you what, up front though, you're looking at this.
Don't be up front with us.
I'll be up front about it. So Vardy and Kane. Classic front two.
I've got something.
Vardy and Co.
Yeah.
Isn't this the first time?
Mike is currently holding his hand up. So
on radio.
Yeah. Isn't this the first? It's basically to signal you guys to shut up.
Oh,
so
like
I can
it was
say
secret.
Something.
Oh, sorry.
We're bringing in some
that's what it means.
Okay.
Is that what it means? I thought like it was taught more. We're doing great.
What does you miming your head exploding with mean? What does that mean?
Is this the first time it's been a 3-5-2?
Great question.
Dream team. Oh, I think it is.
I think before asking a question like that, you really need to brief Matt.
I don't think it is. I mean, the thing that we were talking weeks ago was the lack of a 4-4-2, the classic English formation. Oh, so I'm afraid I think there has been.
I think I speak for the vast majority of our listener when I say don't care.
I was trying to be clever though.
I think if I had to guess, it would be game week 2 or 3, but next week I'll come back with some answers.
Well, the thing is,
Ali, get that up. What was the dream team for week 2?
We've had a lot of
2 and 3
that were before we went on air.
What?
Before we went on air, those two games you're talking about.
It doesn't matter. It's from this season, so it's fine.
Be from this season. I'll tell you something about Trump.
He's taking credit for things we weren't even involved with.
I'll tell you something about Vardy up front. I'm going to have a little bit of a rant about Liverpool in a minute.
Yeah.
But that was his first goal since the 31st of December. That's a whole 637 minutes of football.
And do you know why it was? The director of his film was there and he said, "Shoot." and he went, "I've been on set so much." He's come back to football. No one's been telling him exactly what to do.
That's it. He's just got it. It's the simple approach that Mike Shakespeare's taking. He's just going around going, "You shoot, you pass, you run." And it's Ranieri, that message wasn't getting through to the players, was it?
Wrinkly, dinkly, tinkly, tinkly. is not a half-time talk.
And other Teletubbies are available.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to come on to that in a bit, because that's going to take up time.
Good.
That's going to take up bare time.
It's bare long. So the only thing I want to say about it out of this dream team is that I genuinely feel, as I said, that Kane is spoiling the game for everyone. We're going to come and look at our league in a minute.
Stop picking him, you pricks.
That's the thing. Like, the division between people who have as captain and normal, good, honest, you know, salt of the earth players and managers like me, us. That is. Just been handed a formation. Week two was week three. We're not a 3-5-2. Were there any 3-5-2s, Ali? He's going through that.
That was not worth the wait, guys.
I'm really interested in that. Yeah. That created a lot of tension for me on there. But I think he genuinely is really. You know, he's got 20 points this week, so a lot of people with 40. Some people even playing triple captains. And I think we should all make a pact that we know he's going to keep getting hat-tricks, but we're not going to do that obvious game anymore because it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's like when I used to play softball, a bit of a good mixed gender sport. I used to play in the Avatar League, and I used to be the
We're not saying that Matt is mixed gender, by the way.
We're not saying it.
Yeah.
But we're not saying it.
It was the only game we were allowed to play. I used to be the pitcher. It used to be a thing where
not the catcher.
We used to play, not the pitcher, not the hitter.
A little bit of gay terminology for you there. You're a pitcher or a catcher? Well,
I was the one holding the mitt. But there used to be a thing where there were teams that would come up, and if you leave a ball as a pitcher and as a batsman let it go through,
as a batsman, love it.
Then you're just playing basically for a ball, for a free ball. You're not even bothering to take a swing at it. You're just basically go, well, the game is over. I know I'm going to win.
Leicester players are good at that, not taking a swing at it.
Well, they were until this week. If you just, I look like the side has just kicked in.
Yeah.
I thought that softball analogy had real legs, and I'm going to be returning to it next week with a better thought out example.
Yeah,
I would like to say that there's been seven times there has been a 3-5-2 situation.
Holy Jesus!
Thanks, Ali.
So, I mean, we were both partially wrong, but you more than me.
Yeah, well, I thought I was being clever. Obviously not.
I enjoyed the fact that this time you got the total number of players in a formation right, which is, if we look back to show three, when I believe we were on like a 7-5-2 situation, this really honed it down.
What you used to do, Mike, was include the one at the back.
Yeah, I was it. Yeah, I remember that. 1-3-5-2
Technically, I am right.
You are right. That's true.
And yes, that is another Trumpism.
You are right. Goalkeepers are people too, but not real people.
So, should we talk about Harry Kane? Because there was a story that you had this week, Mike, about how he played the game.
Harry Kane is he plays fantasy football as well. And he always...
You tell any Spurs fan that. They agree with you.
he always picks himself. And he always captains himself as well.
That's a great fact.
Do you want to know who else plays fantasy football? Peter Crouch. Really? He's apparently in the top 1% of all managers this year.
I'm guessing because he doesn't pick himself or captain himself.
He's doing all right this season. So I was debating this the other day. Is that the same
Peter Crouch or Harry Kane?
Yeah, like,
it's a wrestler, isn't it?
Oh, come on, Gareth Southgate, make the big choices.
Harry Kane.
Yeah, Peter Crouch is up there. I thought what was interesting about that is that surely that's the same as Piegate, in that he is in effect betting on himself in a thing that he can influence. You know, yeah. Barton gets away because he's playing for pride. You can potentially pay for money. You know, there are some sites available.
We were talking about this last night, weren't we?
Yeah. It's an outrage. I remain outraged.
So it's basically not just justice for Pi, it's justice for Kane. You know, it's Kane. Kane should be hauled up for this. Yeah. The pie should be let out.
Yeah, down with Kane and Co. Yeah. There is a cocaine pun in there. I'm going to find it. I'm going to keep going for it because he's paired with Vardy. No connection there, obviously.
There's definitely something there. Oh, no, allegedly. Sorry, allegedly.
Jamie Vardy does like to party, though.
He does.
You've come on such a long way. It's really lovely.
If you want to listen to our Piegate stories, go back to Football Radio to last week, download the podcast. We had a good 20-minute rant about it.
Yeah.
Mike, as someone who's not necessarily an expert on football, do you know the famous anecdote about Peter Crouch and what he was asked? Have you heard this?
No, I haven't.
He was asked, Peter, what would you be if you weren't a professional footballer? And he said, a virgin.
Right.
That is a stony face reply. That was cold.
I mean, he's quite a handsome man, isn't he? I'm sure.
No.
He was, okay.
Are you doing your Ian Wright interview?
Right.
That was fucking cold, man.
Brian Robson was the ex-England midfielder and captain in the 1990s and then sort of late 1980s. His joke was knock knock.
Who's there?
A nobody.
Nobody who?
I'm Brian Robson. I'm standing outside of your door. I'm just going to keep telling you terrible jokes and I'm going to mess up and watch you say
it. Even that got it right for me. It's not like a kind of, what was it? Was it catchphrase? You just go, right!
Knock, knock, who's there? Brian Robson, I've dislocated my shoulder again. It's agony. Please get me lots of beer.
Brian Robson, have you got a massive amount of alcohol that I can ruin my career with,
I'm
please?
Fairly sure he got thrown out of a hotel in Leeds when he was Middlesbrough manager for being just way too drunk.
I've got
allegedly.
A story about Brian Robson that I've been looking into this week as well. Have I got time?
Yeah, sure. Do you want the story music?
Nope.
Thank you.
This is way.
You're going to get it anyway.
This is way away from the dream team, and it's probably something I was going to talk about at length. But we were talking just before the show about the teams who've gone away on trips recently. Mm. So Liverpool have been off to La Manga. Sunderland went to
New York.
Visited a few hours, and they obviously have come back and had terrible performances. And you kind of look at that and think, well, it was a complete disaster. It couldn't have gone any worse. And I was reminiscing about the England pre-Euro 96 trip to Hong Kong, to the Far East, where they had the dentist chair. Yeah. And looking back at that, thinking, like, the difference with that is that they went through and played amazing. Like, even Gazza, who was pretty much arrested straight off a play, I think he walked out of Heathrow with a plant pot on his head.
I've got a vision of Teddy Sheringham with an open shirt just looking fucked.
He does. But apparently they claim, Steve McManaman later claimed that that shirt was ripped while wrestling Gazza to the ground because he was drunk and he didn't imbibe any alcohol himself. It just kind of fell into his mouth and was absorbed through his skin by holding Paul Gascoigne.
I didn't Mint in hell, Your Honour.
Although I would imagine that just being in the presence of Paul Gascoigne would give you a little high.
Contact high, yeah.
Mm. So the only reason I've brought that up is because you look to you think, how could this happen? You know, like, there must have been a structure in place. I know it was a bit more loose in those days. And you find out that Terry Venables put Brian Robson, legendary alcoholic, in charge of the team that night.
Well,
really?
I just think, well, I'm sure that's... I mean, Brian's a solid lad.
Gordon Strachan said that when he was at Man United, because he was obviously a tiny man, he's about 2'8".
Tiny angry man.
And he'd go out drinking with Brian Robson and...
McLaren.
Yeah, and Steve Bruce and the like. And because they only had 5 seats in the car and he was the smallest, he'd go in the boot.
That's Gordon Strachan, ex-Scotland manager.
Yeah.
Would he jump out like that Chinese guy in Hangover? She's like, ah!
Yeah. And while you're right, when someone asked Gordon Strachan where his team... What areas of the pitch were they better than you? The big green one. But
we need more of him.
Final thing about Brian Robson is that when I was a kid, for the 86 World Cup, the first one I was really aware of, Brian Robson, captain, Bobby Robson, manager. I thought they were father and son.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely, though?
Yeah. I thought, Brian of course he's going to pick his kid.
Yeah. Well, Nigel Clough played for Brian Clough, and I think Steve Bruce's son played for his brother.
Alex Bruce.
Yeah. Alex Bruce.
Yeah.
Robert.
And Darren Ferguson, the wife beater, played for...
Allegedly!
No,
he was wearing a wife beater.
That's actually... I'm confident
I'm reasonably certain that we can't be saying pretty sure, and I think that we could get sued over. Let's go for allegedly.
Allegedly. The alleged wife beater, Darren Ferguson, who allegedly beat his wife...
The allegedly definite wife beater.
...before becoming Peterborough manager.
Is that the traditional career path for...
He played for Alex Ferguson, and it's confirmed! He is a wife beater!
I shouldn't
have said that with such joy in my voice, but, you know, it's always nice to be vindicated, even if it's about something horrible.
You say that the traditional career path is beat your wife, then somehow be made manager of Peterborough? Because if so, then I've got through stage one pretty well.
If you're Barry Fry, perhaps you could call in and let us know about what you require on the CV of a Peterborough manager.
And on that note,
good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
From the director that brought you acclaimed smash hit soccer horror movies, Psycho, Stephen King's Barry, and Ian Wright of The Living Dead, comes a new film that will scare you shitless. The year, 2022. The Premier League has become sentient. Now playing 24 hours a day and controlled by robot referees who have brought with them a devastating new clampdown on simulation. They use their clamps to squeeze sheets to death. Still, a few brave mavericks persist, relics of a bygone era. Ashley Young, Diego Costa, Ross Barkley are all in the life or death fight for survival to free football from its tyrannical rule of killer robots and bring the art of diving back to a terrified nation. Run for your life, and if you fall, make sure it's convincing. The Box. If you go down in the box today, you're sure of a big surprise. The Box. Not coming to theatres near you.
FUBAR Radio presents...
Ian Holdsworth.
Since when I shout at you, sort of must feel, this is my hero.
Brilliant.
I know you love me, don't you?
Yeah.
Say it.
I love you.
There we go. Because I nearly grabbed your tits, didn't I?
You can't be a tit grabber.
I'm not. I'm not at all.
You can't grab a pussy and you can't grab tits.
I know.
It's not okay.
I know all this, but I think it was just when you walked towards me, I was like, grab her boobs. That's not all right, is it?
That's not okay.
And I didn't. But do you think because I've been such a good boy and I didn't do it, that now I get a free grab?
So because you did not grab my boobs.
Can I have a free consensual go of it?
Let me mull this over.
Okay. Yeah, put a song on and you can, right, you can have a little think.
Every Monday.
Ian Holdsworth.
From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Shut up, you mug. I'm rock hard Cockney Ray Winston, and I'm here to tell you that if you spunk a monkey on any game with 3 or more goals, then we'll give you a pony back in 3 bets. What's more, if you see your bets going pear-shaped, you can bail early doors like a coward with our new back-out button. So don't be a lemon. Stop saving money and get it bet. You can't take it with you. Please gamble responsibly, but definitely gamble.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
So we've been a heavy discussion and lots of research going on in the studio about some of the comments we just made.
I need Rob. To apologise to heavy drinking Brian Robson. He wasn't thrown out of a hotel for excessive drinking that we know of. In fact, he was caught cheating on his wife. Ooh.
What, you get thrown out of a hotel for that?
No, he was caught cheating on his wife at a hotel in Leeds. Brian Robson's wife attacked his lover, Claire Tomlinson, with a crutch after nabbing them in their dressing gowns in a hotel at 2 a.m. Don't answer the door to your fucking wife, mate, if you're having an affair.
Why was it an American accent like you were at NBC News?
I'm Jake Tapper. That's a real guy.
Live from Holiday Inn, Leicestershire.
My favourite line in this report, cheated Denise, blew her top. Only after Brian had.
It was definitely
writing Claire.
It was definitely funny during the break.
Yeah,
and I don't regret saying that on air at all.
Yeah,
it reads sort of like a TripAdvisor review, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
I went to this hotel and got caught by my wife.
This hotel
caught by noted international captain Brian Robson. No,
four stars.
Boning.
Yeah. Breakfast 3 out of 6.
This hotel 3 out of 6. Yeah. What scoring mechanism are you using?
He makes his own rules, mate.
But you know, what's the hotel like? Great for affairs, shabby for security. That's the main message I'm getting. It's a sexy hotel, but they really don't give a fuck about who comes in.
Did you point this out? I'm not sure. On the report, it says Brian Robson's wife attacked his lover, Claire Tomlinson, from Sky, with a crutch after nabbing them in their dressing gowns. And so she's broken in. Mm. She's seen... Is she hobbling?
He's hobbling. He's hurt his leg in some undrink-related incident.
Definitely undrink-related incident. So she's broken in.
This thing is undrink. We just made something up.
When it says so did Shakespeare, mate.
Yeah,
hey, hop on board.
And we're back to Leicester.
Yay.
That's such a good segue.
He certainly made something up last night, and it seems to have had a great effect on the players.
Can I just point out, though? You said that his partner, his wife beat him up, but it was Claire Thompson from Sky or something. What did
No.
Sky TV presenter's crutches. It was the Sky TV presenter, not Brian Robson.
Oh, no, it was Claire, whose left leg was in plaster.
Ah.
Oh, she thought it was plaster. It might have been congealed man juice.
I think what we should do is we should post this article up as a reminder so people can know what we're reading selected extracts from.
Yeah.
Which I'm enjoying.
Next week, just read our blog.
It was
next
like
week, Primo Levy. And my thoughts on Everton.
I mean, he deserves a run in the team. That Levy, they've been calling out for it in the stands.
Anyway, the periodic table is a genuine classic, and everyone here should really read it.
And I've just remembered Linvoy Primus exists.
Primo Levy, I'm enjoying his. I'm enjoying his brother, the right back who plays for Mainz, Secundo.
Right, you guys.
Yes!
Right,
Boosh.
High class comedy on FUBAR Radio.
Anyway,
Matt got a lot of A's. A lot of A's.
If you're doing a physics MA, please give us a call and explain that.
Oh, it's fun.
Move on. Right. You've made me feel stupid,
Matt. Right. Last night something happened.
It did. There was an assault on my soul.
We accidentally kissed. Get over it.
The Leicester.
I thought
Liverpool
we were going
game.
For a hug. You thought we were going for a handshake. We touched each other's cocks and we kissed. That's fine. It's fine in today's society.
Let's call the whole thing off. Yeah. So last night, Leicester Liverpool. I think I've never really been as devastated at this because, and the main reason is that not that Liverpool were awful, we've often been awful, but it's the fact that for once probably in my lifetime, everybody, neutrals across the country, were wanting Liverpool to win. They were
I think a lot of Leicester fans probably
that's
did.
The thing, they were wanting to give evil Leicester a good old chewing, and then we could all say, oh, poor old Ranieri, they shouldn't have got rid of him, what a terrible choice in this. Whereas now, Liverpool have not only... in many ways justified the horrendous act of Ranieri being sacked, but have shown that the Leicester players, the only thing that's good about it is that you could argue that they've shown that the Leicester players weren't playing for Ranieri, but that would be it if they had an absolutely astonishing performance, not just Liverpool being terrible.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they may have got 3 points, but there were no winners last night. I mean, the Leicester players should look at that performance and be absolutely ashamed of everything they've done this season.
And Liverpool, the same, really. I think it's the fact that Liverpool were on a great run of one win. That's all we can hope for.
Undefeated since the last defeat.
I think it's just show that if you do have a break, everybody goes, oh, it's a great thing to regroup and get a chance to rest. I think a team like Liverpool just needs to play a lot of games. You know, we've just got to keep the groove going, particularly Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane comes back from African Cup of Nations just on a roll, you know, still going with it. So
I think, though, with the number of their players that get their houses robbed while they're at games, they're probably grateful to not be playing.
That is true, yeah, just to keep some of their possessions.
I mean, they have a regular columnist in the Mersey Times.
I'm preparing an alleged.
who just reports on the thefts from Liverpool players' homes.
Allegedly.
There's no such paper as the Mersey Times, therefore I can't be sued.
I think it was interesting on the FUBAR FC Facebook, which I'm never off. I do enjoy it. Mainly for just to hear your voice.
It's a cracking read.
Just to hear your voice, Rob.
Yeah, well.
Because I miss it. There was a lot of interesting...
They shouldn't have given me the password.
There was a lot of interesting Twitter reacts. I mean, they've put a little summary on there that I quite enjoyed. I think the one I kind of enjoyed as a kind of gallows bit of humour is describing Liverpool as the Robin Hood.
That was clever.
Of the being given to the small ones. So I thought that was very interesting. There was something about Julius Caesar, so that was what was very... very amusing. There was their heads on the on Vardy betraying Ranieri as Julius Caesar.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, here's very the thing.
Et tu, Vardy.
See, we're highbrow today. Too highbrow, I think. But like the players are complicit in their silence. Yeah, the fact that no one has come out and said, do you know what, sacking Ranieri is an absolute disgrace. Because... with the exception of maybe Mahrez, they have peaked. Their careers will not get any better than they were at the end of last season.
Wes Morgan, in particular.
Yeah, Kasper Schmeichel might play for a bigger club. I doubt he'll ever win the Premier League again.
Not with those Liverpool transfer rumours.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you've had a man actually lead a ragtag bunch of outsiders to the title, let's not forget, they're still more likely, according to the bookies, they're still more likely to win the title this year than they were last.
At this time last year?
No, at the start of the season.
Okay. There are hundreds of one to win the Champions League, which I reckon is worth a punt.
Yeah, so, you know, he worked a miracle with these players. And for me... you know, if he gets you relegated, you don't sack him. If he gets you relegated again, you don't sack him. If you come home and he's fucking your wife, you do not sack him. If he then burns down your house, you do not sack him. You might go up to him and say, Claudio, do you want to rein it in a bit?
I mean, for me, this isn't working as a motivational speech, I'll be honest with you.
But it's working great as a Facebook 30-second video, isn't it?
No, but
if you stab him in the face, you do not sack him. If he gives you AIDS, you do not sack him. If he kills your family, you do not sack him.
Every single bloody week he does
this.
If
an Everton manager won the Premier League, wouldn't you want him to at least have 3 years?
Koeman can stay for five, definitely. Wins next year.
And he's not done anything.
It's similar, though, with Klopp, in that I don't want Jurgen Klopp to leave because I think he's a great thing for Liverpool, but it's getting to the point where you start to consider it. You know, a lot of people kind of were going a bit early saying he's got to go out, he's not a winner. I desperately want him to be given the summer, you know, so he can go back and get some of his players, give him another season next season, see if he's... with his proper players, he can do it. I think it's a bit like Brendan Rodgers. You want to have that true test of saying, okay, you've got lucky with a few players from Dalglish and things like that. Then build your squad as you want it, and then let's see how good you are. And it turns out we weren't particularly good, and that was a fair test of what he is. Jurgen Klopp, you could actually make an argument that he's already in a fair test this season because he had a summer to do it. One more, you give him it and time to go ahead. A little bit like Ranieri deserved a rebuilding job.
Oh, well, he took
Leicester to the Premier League title. He spent 50 million quid and won the Premier League. That will never happen again.
But I think that if he had gone, if they had been relegated and gone down, then I think with some honour and justification you would go, all right, you know, you've...
We'll give you a season to get back up, and if
no,
you don't...
No, I think they you could justifiably get rid of him then. And then say, well, that's a concrete reason. Being relegated as a manager is often a reason.
I hope they
do
get relegated.
Well, that's what Liverpool have made that less likely.
Mm. And I hope that all their players never achieve anything ever again.
I think, like, Liverpool...
And I hope the board lose their money on a bad investment.
I just think that Liverpool will obviously go on and beat Arsenal this weekend, because that's just what we do. We go on a roller coaster. But this was the point where...
Well, you rob from the rich and give to the poor.
I just think that putting Leicester down, I mean, they wouldn't put them down, but would have put them on a... You think, well, if changing the manager hasn't worked, then they'll just keep on diving. Whereas now they've got hope, the players have got something to prove, and we've ruined it for everyone. And I apologise on behalf of Liverpool Football Club and Jurgen Klopp, and particularly Lucas... who, it's not his fault he's been made to be the world's shortest, slowest centre-back. It's not his fault.
I quite like Lucas Leiva. I think he's great. He'd do well in midfield in a lower championship club, for example.
He was player of the season for Liverpool only a few seasons back. He was great. But he's not a centre-back, and it's not his fault. He's a great man.
I always liked Dirk Kuyt.
As a centre-back?
No, but he was a striker playing at left wing, wasn't he?
And Dirk Kuyt would do a job for you at centre-back. It's like James Milner. Yeah. He won't complain.
Kuyt would
he'll
do
just
a job
do it.
For you in Wetherspoons.
Yes.
He'd just do a job. He's an honest, decent professional.
He'd
do a job going round IKEA and buying a decent set of pillows for you. He'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, and he actually could work in IKEA with his slightly scandy looks
and his thick set physique. Yeah, you know, I can imagine him lugging a large amount of MDF up my stairs.
Hi.
She was in a video I saw on the internet recently.
Hey, did you order a schnurf? Yes, I ordered a schnurf. We're all out of schnurf. I can offer you a klerbel. It's like the same thing, but without the Wienerschnack.
Ah, oh, Mr. Coyd, you had me at schnurf.
Can I tell you my favourite analogy, though, of the thing? As in my favourite one of the ones I wrote. Yeah. Not my favourite. I'm sure people have made better analogies.
No, these ones.
But I'm self-promoting.
Yeah, these are good.
Is that the Leicester board are that guy, and you know this guy exists, who's married a lingerie model, who early on in their relationship brings a friend over for a threesome and tells you about it in the pub. And you're like, yeah, your life is golden. And then 6 months later, he dumps her because she said she likes Drake.
fair enough reason.
And you're like, yeah, you have literally no idea how people live, do you, you utter tit.
I hope you end up with a aging fat pregnant wife.
No, I mean, I want Leicester City football fans to have a great future. I want the team that have made this decision, and if the players did revolt, I want them all to have a miserable future. They deserve not championship, they deserve conference.
Go down.
Yeah.
Liverpool failed, but somebody else. Who's playing them next? It must be... Are you playing Drake? Do you just have a Drake sing ready for this moment? Have you
That's
had
Mike's
this?
Rules.
He's had this for 25 shows, just waiting.
You are so dumped.
Yeah. That is gone. I'm just looking at Leicester playing next. Next week they've got Hull at home. So you're looking at it and you think, oh, bloody hell. Like, please, Hull, please do a job on them. Oh, horrendous
team.
Well,
they are enjoying somewhat of a revival, Hull, so you never know.
That's true.
Matthew, it's time for your stats attack.
I've only got, like, two stats.
Oh,
I've got four. I can stretch them out to five.
You ready?
Yeah, I'll talk slowly.
Stat attack.
We've got 22 minutes to stretch
these. We've got loads of other stuff, it's fine.
Good. Alright, so, a little fact about Leicester. A lot of people have been talking about them having one of the worst records of defending champions, or one of the worst records in the league going on for this calendar year. They've actually won all six of the games in which they've scored first this season. Yeah. And that's the only 100% record in the Premier League.
Well, I never.
I know, I've turned that around, haven't I? You know, I've put a flip on the figures. And interesting with Liverpool, talking about them being doing well against the big clubs, doing terribly against small clubs. Astonishingly, four of their five defeats this season have been against clubs that started the match in the relegation zone. So that's Burnley, Swansea, Hull and Leicester.
Wow.
That's an incredible start.
So they really do give to the poor.
It is absolutely incredible that they have that. And actually,
that Robin Hood thing is arguably the greatest footballing analogy ever made.
I know. That, well done to that person on Twitter who did that. And you just look at it and you think, wow, well, they are going to be the contributing fact in the relegation battle, because most of the ones that they bring out, they are supporting, actually climb out of the relegation zone. I remember Swansea did that. So I think it could be
a really significant moment for the season, perhaps?
Yeah.
The most significant moment of the season so far.
But it's not the most significant moment, is it?
It is, in regards to the relegation battle.
It's the most significant stat, it is. Perhaps.
Stat attack.
Close enough.
Point of interest.
It's all of those things.
The power's going to your head.
All of those things. So can you mix them together and kind of use them into a keyboard?
Moment of the season so far.
I've nailed it.
Can I interject for a second and add a stat that I know?
Go on.
Stoke.
Just pause there. You went, no more. More of that bed.
Yep. Stoke haven't beaten a single team above them in the Premier League this season.
Stat attack.
That is a great fact. We are knocking it out of the park. Mm.
Tell you what, 10 minutes of research is all we need. I've got a final...
I overheard that on the radio.
I've got a final two stats.
Oh.
A little one that's not as bright. It's interesting that Man United have won last
six games. I'm throbbing with excitement.
Well, Man United have won their last six games at Wembley. Right. We're not going to talk about EFL Cup, but that just shows what a boring... grinding out, result gaining, winning things team that they are. Not as a bitter Liverpool fan at all. But my final stat, I love this one, is Fernando Llorente has scored 9 goals this season. And it's in many ways the perfect set of goals. It's 3 with his head, 3 with his left foot, and 3 with his right.
Oh, he's an equal ops guy, isn't
like
he?
That. It's like the perfect hat trick, but done over a number of games on separate occasions.
Mm. Cool.
And that fact.
And that is this week's
Stat Attack.
There are just two things I would like to say about the EFL Cup.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Firstly, what's the guy's name? I've written it down. Sorry.
Ibrahimovic?
No. Simon Thomas. Simon Thomas, the Sky presenter, who got lovely, lovely Matt Letizia to a point where he was clearly ready to headbutt him by laughing about the fact that... Southampton had a goal disallowed. You don't do that to someone who spent their entire career at a club.
Hmm.
You stop being a dick. You're an overpaid, mediocre shit.
You're below Richard Keys, sir.
Oh, good Lord. Richard Keys is hanging out the back of you. I think that's the phrase, isn't it? Would you smash it? Yes. I would smash Simon Thomas. I would hang out the back of Simon Thomas. That's not me saying that, Simon. That's Richard Keys.
His words. His words.
Noted hairy presenter.
I laughed so hard that I banged my ear on the microphone and it got stuck in it a little bit. just couldn't stop.
And the only other thing is, you know, as much as I think Southampton were far the better team, Ibrahimovic, what a player.
What a player.
Yeah, we were talking about players you love to hate or hate to love last time, and you just can't help but love the guy, can't you? Yeah. I think he said he's a lion. That was his quote this week.
His post-match interview was basically, so, what do you think? He goes, well, coming here, I said I was great. I said I'd show you I was great. I am great, and I've just shown you I'm great. Yeah. That was basically his interview.
Say that, Harry Kane, for a way to say you're great.
I'd love at one point to be able to give an interview like that about anything, even if it's just Lego to a child.
Yeah. British Blogging Awards 2020. So, I want to talk about last week's Gerard Lampard debate. Do I have time, or are we doing a break?
We do have time, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. I'll put this drink down then.
Yeah.
So, I think we can agree that last week's who was the best player, Lampard or Gerrard?
It was a whitewash, wasn't it? It was a one-sided affair.
No, that's not what we're looking at from social media, from the buzz monitoring.
Mm. It certainly stirred up some controversy on the social medias. Certainly.
And now, the traffic. it's fair to say that our Facebook post has blown up an astonishing number of comments, as well as the usual likes, mentions, and disinterest.
Yeah.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah. Shall I read out a few of my favourite comments?
Please do.
So, I think that some of the thing that I don't like in this debate is when people try and sit on the fence about it. Mm. You know, it's that thing where you.
I did that a bit.
Well, that's just, yeah. We both were definitely hedging our bets a bit. But so we've got things like Toes Thomas, who's one of the people who messaged you, and he just goes, "I think they are both great players, and it would be a difficult choice." I was like, well, thank you very much for getting involved. Let's face the video.
That solves that, absolutely.
Yeah. And yeah, we agree. It would be a different It's almost as if somebody would have put together a 20-minute segment at some considerable time and cost.
It's like when they survey people, do you like Marmite? Yes, no, not sure. You can't be not sure. That's the very definition of Marmite.
Just awful. Well, it's actually a yeast-based spread.
Others are available.
So I can show Manny.
Pedant points.
Luke Brown as well, one of the people who messaged him. Thanks for getting involved. He says, it's a fair opinion. He's not right or wrong. This is referring to Rob's argument. But interesting.
Yeah! Win for me!
Unjustified exclamation mark. Personally, I'd take Lampard, but both great players. Thanks. I mean, because taking both of those great players was a proven line of success for the England team, wasn't it? Well done to you. Well done. Thanks for getting involved, though. Just...
I like Ray Thorpe, who said, "Who the fuck is talking? Some Chelsea rent boy student who knows nothing." How embarrassing.
He's ended it with a Trumpism as well.
Yeah. How embarrassing.
If it had been like capitalised SAD exclamation mark, it couldn't be more Trump.
I want to analyse whether he means it's a student who's making ends meet by being a rent boy, or whether it's someone studying to be a rent boy. Because Ray a rent boy student could be... Yeah, Ray, you seem to know a lot about rent boy students. If you could call in and let us know... How one goes about studying to be a rent boy.
Yeah, why would you be a rent boy student? Anyway, we'll come back.
FUBARFC, hashtag GTO paper.
I like Cathal Kennedy, who simply said... You, sir, are an absolute idiot.
I love it. It's like a kind of Houses of Parliament debate from the Victorian era. You, sir.
What I will note, though, and I've had a few debates with Liverpool supporting friends online and stuff about this, is that by and large, Liverpool fans just go, yeah, but he's better. And it's like, okay, we'll support that. Well, he's won games single-handedly. Has he, though? And over his career... Didn't he then lose a lot of games single-handedly?
I think I think the way I look at it
again.
Is that.
Yeah.
I think the way I look at it.
Perfect.
I think that
Of the series.
The interesting thing about it. Yeah, that deserved more. That I'm sorry, I didn't rough shot around. That was very good. I think that the fact that there's only a Lampard vid on there. I've said in my comments on the feed. It is a. In a post-Trump Breitbart alt-facts world, the fact that there is just one point of view in the argument that becomes a statement of fact and there's just a Lampard video there is, in my opinion, a disgrace. So, and I nearly said I wouldn't take part in the show tonight, but to be honest, I'm not doing anything else. The missus is out.
I'd like to say that both of you put excellent arguments together last week. You can listen back to it over at fubarradio.com. But as we said last week, football... is the winner.
Shall we just have one last comment of our favourite for the whole thing? Ben right. Jones. Hey, I freely admit it was biased. I just felt it were interesting. Okay, calm your tits. Thank
Jonesy,
you, Ben.
You've smashed it.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Get involved anytime you like, my friend. Welcome.
And now for some music.
VIP, let's kick it. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
This is going out to the Sunderland defence. John O'Shea, are you listening? Jolyon Lescott, can you hear me? Stop taking photographs of your car and tweeting them. David Moyes, your boys are taking one hell of a beating. You were brilliant at one club, and since then, total and utter murd. Lamine Kone, you're completely impossible to pronounce, but fair play, you're pretty good.
Yeah. Corrupt speaker that booms, I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
You'll solve it? David Moyes, this is simply untrue.
Let's get out of here.
Word to your mother.
On FUBAR Radio.
Next week on Radio 4, a new literature show with a difference.
Join me, West Ham defender and New Zealand captain, Winston Reid, as I discuss my favourite novels, novellas and prose poems, an eclectic selection to while away the hours at the London Stadium.
That's Winston Reid's Whimsical Weeds, next Wednesday on Outdated Radio.
Are you a Premier League footballer? Have you been injured in a trip, slip or fall? Really? I mean, have you really?
We don't believe you!
If your boss does, then why not enjoy a leisurely recovery on full wages where you can go out on the piss mid-season? You're already a multi-millionaire despite not really achieving anything, so go on, treat yourself.
FUBAR Radio presents...
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
If it could go wrong, it goes wrong, but that's a really... I watched that on an aeroplane... And have you found that airlines now show movies that you can't quite believe they show on airplanes anymore?
100%, like Flight.
Flight's on there! What on earth?
Planes have... They just make a good film even better.
What
and
is
bad
that
films
it's true.
Watchable.
So true!
I don't know what it is.
It's a new podcast. So true!
Films on planes.
Every Friday.
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
You have job need doing? You have man work? Then you need men. And if you need men, you need Crazy Roman's Discount Player Emporium. Hi, I'm Crazy Roman Abramovich, billionaire oligarch, Chelsea owner and all-round nice guy. Over years, I accidentally accumulated too many player. Whoopsie! You know how it is when you go shopping, impulse buying a Danish centre-half at the counter. 10 million. Sorry for that. Well, my reckless spending could mean bargain for you. You have baby needs sitting? There's no safer pair of hands than Matej Dalak. 30 quid for night, plus whatever he wants from fridge. You have leaves? We have sweeper. Holland defender Nathan Aker. Just £10 hour, plus lift home. Need people for political flyering? They don't get more left-wing than Charlie Musondo Jr. or more right-wing than Christian Atsu. Pay them just pennies per flyer. Satisfaction guaranteed. I spent millions on players I don't even know I've got. So if you have job and can't be bothered to do, just call in to Crazy Roman's Discount Player Emporium. With over 70 players in stock, we have man for you. Thumbs up.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that anymore. It's patented by Donald Trump Foundation.
Yeah, small hands.
Oh, yeah, they were discussing that last night, weren't they? Anyway, yes, Rob, you have something
to
talk about.
I have the best story of the season so far.
The most significant story of the season so far.
Well, it's possibly the least significant story, but it's the best.
Go on, then.
So, you know how when the opposition comes to town, you hate them. God, you hate them. You just wish you could go to their place and burn down their barn. Right? But no, you can't because you're at your place, etc. So, Crystal Palace had Middlesbrough visiting. You know the old rivalry. South East London versus North East England for some reason.
All that bloodshed.
Right? And so some Palace fans thought, I know what we'll do. We'll graffiti the Middlesbrough team bus. And so they did this. They did this great job. On a blue and red background across the whole side of the bus, they're at Crystal Palace in white. It was like 3 foot high letters. It was a really pretty good job. It was, they'd taken their time over it.
Stencils.
Only problem was, it was the Crystal Palace bus. And they caused 40 grand's worth of damage to their own team bus.
Probably by most of their central defence. Maybe what they were saying is that the branding is not sufficiently clear on this bus. I'd like to add another layer of brand recognition.
Or maybe it was a Smoggy. Smoggies are people from Middlesbrough.
Right.
By the way. You've got Geordies from Newcastle, Mackham's from Sunderland, Smoggy's from Middlesbrough because they work under Smog, basically. And maybe it was Smoggy's just pointing out which bus was which. I don't know. But I just thought it was wonderful that they went to all that trouble and got the wrong bus.
Maybe it was the kind of the red and blue background that was the first clue. It looks a little bit like the colours of our team, but, you know, we'll go with it.
No, they painted the red and blue background on.
Well, they put a background in as a first coat and then put a second coat in.
Oh, yeah, they committed. There was probably a primer as well.
Yeah, I was about to say, what was the base level colour that was behind that? And where do you buy this paint? I need it for my walls.
They probably put masking tape on so that they didn't affect the curbs.
They started off with the roller, did a bit of stippling, and then went on to the...
But I just thought that was... I thought that was, as far as vandalism goes, that was lovely.
High-class vandalism.
And do you know the daft thing?
What?
You put a Banksy on the side of a bus, that bus becomes worth £1 million. It's such a twisted society.
That could be make it worth a lot because it's got a story behind it.
You put random shit on the side of it, you win a Brexit vote.
If your vehicle is covered in Banksys, please tweet us.
Yeah.
Or just drive it to us. Yeah, we'll take it off your hands.
It's Caledonian Road. Somebody will take it off your hands.
Yeah, yeah. Whether you want to or not.
I was just looking at on a different note. I was looking a bit at on a less interesting and less likely to get in a Facebook video of the week vote.
This is not cynical. It's slightly cynical.
We've got, so looking at our mini league, it's been a while since we've had a proper look at it.
If you want to join the mini league.
6 3 6 2 7 2 7 9 0 4 5 6.
That's enough of that.
If that voice arouses you at all, it's my pleasure to tell you that belongs to Mike. Auto-tune is a wonderful thing.
We were all holding his balls at the same time. Obviously, your scores
holding.
Your scores will be backdated if you want to join. So, Peter Crouch, you could go right in at the top if you want to get in touch.
Get involved.
So, this week, as I say, the Harry Kane effect has really skewed the results. So, friend of the show, regular correspondent Gary Bundy, no relation, with his matted merkins, has rolled in with a 92 points based on the Kane captain. Well done to you, sir.
I need to give Matt Chambers a shout because he topped our scores a couple of weeks back and we didn't mention it, and he's doing very well. I mean, 79 points this week. I need to point that out.
He's doing well.
I feel obliged.
He's creeping up on me. He really is. He's creeping up
That's
on me.
That's what he does, actually. He is
he's a creeper.
A registered predator.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the fight for six is where it's really hotting up.
Yeah,
I think we can all look at that. You know, the Everton bites that's usually in there. It's very interesting. A lot of changes on there. Graham Billing still leading the way. Another 76 again. Kane as captain. Looking down to the worst goers, we've got Guy Barlow. I mean,
Gary Barlow. He's been busy with that musical program on BBC. So
he's had no time to check it.
Yeah,
it's not right. But he's got
utter dog shit. Not my words.
No, his team's called Duron and Serene. But so he got 31 points, which is awful. Keep phoning in. I'm losing listeners. And they're like, thanks for getting involved. Bugger off. Mike, you're also in grave danger of really plummeting to the bottom. Like your DJ team.
There was a football manager called Dave Granger whose nickname was Grave Danger.
That's good.
But my DJ team, we ignore that one. That's
anyway, so let's look ahead to next week because we've all got to improve, haven't we?
And that's what I keep being told.
It's been a while. So should we look through the fixtures? Should I go through them very briefly? Or?
Should we say player recommendations and then we'll do predictions as we've got 2 minutes left?
Okay. I think that the interesting thing that we've got coming up this week, so game week 27, is it is a full round of fixtures then, but in next week's fixtures, game week 28, there are actually only 5 matches. So you've actually got to be planning ahead this time. It's a bit of a Garry Kasparov. Mm. So for players you should be looking at, you should be the ones Chess that reference. Have fixtures in game week 28, such as Everton, such as West Brom, such as Swansea.
Yeah, if you've taken Sanchez out, he's not worth bringing back in just for one fixture against Liverpool.
So agreed. Now's the time to save up your transfers and bring those people in. I am looking squarely at Fernando Llorente for Swansea playing.
How did
Burnley.
He get in here? Fernando, you sneaky monkey.
I thought you were Guy Barlow. So because he's got a game this week and also they're playing Hull away next week, I think playing Burnley at home and that's my tip.
Deck, who do you think you should be bringing in this week?
Gylfi Sigurdsson, for basically the same reason.
Very good shout. Very good shout.
And Rob?
I don't know. Is Andy Carroll fit? I don't know.
He's in and out. It's a tricky one.
I'm just going to bow to theirs because we're running out of time.
And very quickly, who's going to go for a goal fest?
Goal fest.
I think that after saying that Liverpool would lose to Leicester, I think Liverpool are going to absolutely destroy Arsenal.
Leicester Hull. Goals.
Yeah.
Spurs Everton with Spurs to win.
Shame.
And Watford versus Saints. If you need a nap, that is a good game.
That is
the
snooze fest. That is a definite snooze fest.
And I live
Nailed
in Watford,
on.
So that's handy.
Nailed on.
Alrighty, that's been your lot. Thank you very much for checking out Fubar Radio this week. I've been Mike Swain, and who you guys been?
I've been Brian Robson's cheated on wife.
I've been Zico.
I've been Paul Gascoigne's Hong Kong child.